I had my English. You know, I take to languages. And more than 800 words. I knew how to read, spell, etc. Now I was okay. And I read, but I had English. I did not have Canadian. So I'm reading Drink, Canada, Try. Think about it literally. Now we're on the train. This is wonderful. That has given us, I remember, $40 spending, and that was a huge amount in those days. Because he only made 33 cents an hour. So, but nobody told us that the canteen on the train or whatever, the shop that was there, would be closed at night. And I'm so dehydrated. We drank all kinds of pop. I can't even tell you how much. And then finally, when the shop was closed, the only thing I had left was the brine and the dill pickles, and I drank that. It sounds awful, but then, of course, my body was dilapidated from salt. Yeah? So we're now on our way. Wooden benches. That's where we slept for 5 days until we got into Edmonton. Slept, lived, sat, whatever. And we're looking. Where are the big farms? We had heard so much about farms. So we're going, and all we see is these gray, falling down houses on the road. We don't see any farms. We're finally approaching. We must have been somewhere in Saskatchewan. They told us we'd be in Edmonton, whatever, tomorrow or whatever. So we said, okay, we'll send a telegram. Where are we? Every station we come to is called lunch. Lunch. I have no idea what lunch means. No, you had to look at silos or elevators to see what station you were at. Because you come into this station, it says lunch. There's no description. So we came to Father, Dad, we're at lunch. We'll be home tomorrow whenever. And we laughed and laughed about that later on because it's a Canadian word. It's not an English word. Brits don't know lunch. So that was funny. So Father brought us, and he had rented a little house in Jasper Place here. And the so we arrived there from CP Station, 109th Street in Jasper, where it was at that time. And I looked at my father, and he's standing there with a bunch of flowers. And what I had seen of Edmonton, I said, "Dear God, how have I sinned that you're sending me here? I would have gone anywheres, but not here. Just uncivilized. I had never seen such cowboy. You know, those stores. That's what Edmonton was like. You only had, what was it, Tegeler Building, McLeod Building, McDonald Hotel, and there was the odd couple of buildings, like Bank of Commerce. That was the original. We're driving down Jasper Avenue. We came in holy Manning times. Premier Manning was in. Social credit. Everything closed on Sunday. Everything closed on Sunday. Edmonton had no rhyme and rhythm. It was... That was another experience. We're out in Jasper Place. We arrive, and Dad had opened the house, and I go in the front door. And there's another door, and I open it, and I'm outside. So it was a two-room house, but it was ours, and that was good, because there were no apartments in Edmonton at that time, and the ones that were wouldn't take children like me. So that was good. The outhouse was in-house in a bucket in the basement. We did have running water and we had lights, but no sidewalks. And oh my God, the first time it rained. The gumbo in Edmonton, I remember Dad had bought me rubber boots. And so I set it down in the gumbo. I was going to go get to the bus station. And I couldn't get my boot out. So I had to go with my foot in the gumbo, take out my boot, and walk back into the house. And we put on the, Dad had bought a little tiny radio. And all we hear is, "I'm as crazy as Kansas in August," South Pacific was on. Yeah, "I'm gonna wash that man right out of my..." And that's all you heard. The whole summer was South Pacific. They're wonderful tunes, you know. So anyways, and then the owner of the house said we had to move, and then, oh, it was so difficult finding a place. Edmonton had sewer, water, everything. Jasper Place didn't have a sewer system. And he met a Baptist minister, Reverend Trites. And so he knew how it was. That was McDonald Baptist Church. And I remember having to go there one time, and all of these people that I don't know, and there's this food. And there, can you imagine the kindness of those people? They're giving us a shower. Never heard of anything, but there was a shower. We got glasses and we got linens and we got... They're asking funny questions and I don't know how to answer. And they say, "How do you like Edmonton?" I'm not going to say, "No, I don't like it." I said, "It's fine, you know." And what I didn't realize at the time, which I reflect upon now, is that when I got there, I was unbelievably depressed. I know over there in Europe, yeah, when the war ended, the adults drunk because there's no future. There's nothing. There's no tomorrow. We school kids, we fought. We fought with knives. We fought with everything to get that anger out. Yeah. So I was depressed. That's what it was. And now I wouldn't live anywhere else except in Edmonton. I think God brought us to the best place on this earth. I think we are more tolerant than any other city, which I like. I mean, you know, if somebody would have told me years ago that I'd be living with a native Canadian, with an Arab, with a French Canadian, with a Jew, with a Brit, with another Jew, with a Lithuanian, and then various sides of Canadian, another Arab next to me, another French Canadian, whatever, next to that, and so on. Fantastic. My first school was McCall. And Mom and I go to Macaulay, and of course my clothing, I had outgrown so much that, well, I had two dresses. And I remember Lois gave me a pair of gray nylons. And then those good Baptist people, they gave me, well, actually my dad, the janitorial job, which was $40 a month, which we saved up to bring my grandmother over. We had to have $500 in the bank, pay her fare, yeah, before she could come here. And then we didn't even know if they would let her in, because would she pass her medical? But anyway, so my Omi arrived. So there is the four of us in a one long room. Father at that time, had the janitorial job, so he worked at nights. Mm-hmm. So when I was in school, he was sleeping. When I came home, he went to work. So that's how it went. And Mom and I went on weekends, And then some of the Baptist ladies gave us house cleaning jobs, so I cleaned houses. And they were all wonderful people. I remember them. And Reverend Trites, that Baptist church. And I felt so guilty because I thought, my God, what am I doing among all these good people? And I wasn't good because I felt that my soul wasn't that giving. I don't know how to put it. It's just that, as Reverend Trites once told me, he says, you are the same and yet you're different, and I can't put my finger on it. And he was very right. It's just that they were so, every day it was so much kindness. I can't live with so much sugar. I just can't. But I'm not sugary sweet. I just can't be. It just, it gags me. In the National Edmonton Exhibition that was here, we had a booth, and it told of the history of Latvia, and it showed, for example, a policeman's wife who was pregnant was nailed to the wall, and her stomach was cut open. Oh, yeah, KGB. I remember I was about 6 years old, and we lost 18 family members during this war. And that is between all three forces, between Soviets, Germans, and the Allied forces. In kindergarten, there would be brainwashing. Like, I'll tell you one little game. You're all sitting in a circle, and the teacher comes in and says, children, pray to God. Shut your eyes, pray to God, open your hand, and say, God, please give me candy. Now open your eyes, look at your hand, it's empty. Now shut your eyes, pray to Stalin, and say, please give me candy. And so they turn around and put in their hand. So open your eyes, hey, you got candy. You have no idea how far they went. Then when the Germans came in, now finally my mother let me go to school because she kept me in kindergarten so I wouldn't have to go to Soviet school because you had to be a pioneer. Well, that's the Communist Party. You start out as a pioneer, I think, then you're a Komsomol, you're whatever. So, Mom, at that time, in our house, when I was around, the freedom of speech was gone. I noticed that if they were talking about something, I walk in the room, the conversation would cease. That's it. It's done. Scared. And they didn't tell me all that much. They just said, if somebody asks you about us, just tell them you don't know. That way you don't lie, really, and you don't give anything away. He worked for the city of Edmonton, roadway design. Mm-hmm. He started as a draftsman, and then he went, I forget what he became, director for the city of Edmonton. He designed, or was one of the designers for Scotia Place, most of the roads in Edmonton, the old ones. He had some part in it.